My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin tries to sell his scammer Jane a bridge. Will she buy it? Listen and enjoy.
I last spoke with Judge Jane on March 7th, and I wrote her well, so this seemed cheap. We were having some... April 24th.
Hi, Dab.
What?
This is a start. April 26th, I write, hey.
April 28th, she writes,
how are you doing?
The 29th, I write, fine.
Wow, this is hot and heavy.
Well, she wrote back.
I know.
So she's still interested. April 30th. She goes, my computer got spoiled. I just repaired it. I miss you.
My computer got spoiled.
She left it out in the sun.
But that's what that's not the first time we've encountered it.
No.
They spell it wrong, and computers, exactly, they don't get spoiled, they break.
Yeah. My computer gets spoiled. I only use it at home. I really don't take it anywhere. You know, it just sits in the kitchen. Spoiled.
It's past the expiration.
You know, the other laptops, they're going to want a car, they're going to want a job site, they're going to go, yeah, mine just sits at home by the TV. Doesn't know what it's like to fucking muster. That laptop.
Fucking millennial computer.
Millennial computer.
Gets a participant trophy just for booting up. Yeah, I understand.
It doesn't update when it really, the worst possible time, but I have to understand.
Says it's updating. It's really down at the bar.
Doesn't like the things that you type. Says it hurts its feelings.
Yeah.
I understand, John. So she goes, my computer got spoiled. I just repair it. I miss you. I go, I thought you were talking using your neighbor's computer. You were home in Acton. You could have gone to the library if you really wanted to talk with me.
Ooh.
What? Ooh, I'm me.
Yeah,
I'm
I know.
Still the prick I ever was. Can you imagine if Whitaker fucking encountered me? May 2nd. She goes, I told you I will never use their computer. And do you tell me before I texted you? How have you been? I go, I've been fine, Jane. She goes, how about the bad people? Remember, you know, some bad people. That's why I had to get money and strip and all that stuff.
Oh, that's right. Poor you.
Poor people.
Yes.
May 3rd. I go, don't worry about me and my problems. She goes, why? May 6th. We're not really communicating a lot here.
No.
I'm not a priority I once was. May 6th. She goes, why won't I? You mean a lot to me.
Really?
It's about time. Finally getting the respect I don't get here. And by here, I mean everybody in this house.
Oh.
May 7th, I go, sure I do. I'm trying to raise some funds. I own a bridge in Brooklyn, and I'm looking to sell it. Do you know anybody who'd be interested in buying it? I've had enough of this shit.
Yeah.
Well, then again, I told her she's on a radio show, so there's no getting rid of this broad.
I know, and she's like, how you doing?
You're on a scamming segment, too. That's great.
Yeah. How am I doing?
You're taking the fun out of this shit, lady.
How am I doing?
I mean, I did call her Kane, the guy I was talking to. I pretty much told her the jig is up. I said Jake.
But that's kind of like, you know, he tells her all this. It's like the time when the Boy Scouts, we were supposed to have a bake sale, and it rained, and we had to bring all the cupcakes home, and my mom told me I had all the cupcakes I wanted. It ruled, but it kind of took the fun out of it.
You know. Allowed?
Yeah.
So she goes, this is May 7, 2018. I go, sure I do. I'm trying to raise some funds. I own a bridge in Brooklyn, and I'm looking to sell it. Do you know anybody who'd be interested in buying it? She goes, I don't think so. I mean, she asked around.
At least she asked.
Yeah, you know, anybody want to buy a bridge? Brooklyn, great view. A little polluted, but what are you going to do? So they all took your money. See what you caused yourself. I go, what did I cause myself? She's victim blaming. That's what she's doing.
She's not nice.
No, she's not. Joe, I don't think she's the girl for me.
I don't think so either. Very aggressive. Very aggressive.
I like aggressive, but not in this way.
She's too aggressive.
Oh, just taking out money. I guess he's going to buy that bridge.
I know. Why are you pulling out your wallet there, Joe? Why
are
you
in the market?
Wants to
show the condom from 1985.
My wad of ones.
Somebody's going to your titty bar. Huh?
That's a big wad you got there. Sorry.
I go, what did I cause myself? She goes, by not trusting me, now you're in trouble. I go, so blind faith in a woman who disappears for months at a time is the answer to all my problems.
Yes.
Sorry. Where were you in my dating years? She goes, I told you what's wrong, but you never believe me for once. Now you're regretting, I guess. I go, you ask for a lot of trust, constantly ridicule me. Not sure how that makes you the right choice for me. Joe doesn't think you are.
Did you say that?
I think he ad-libbed that.
I think so.
I think you did. Did you do that?
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.